It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Chris Molina. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, amid allegations of gerrymandering in Wisconsin and elsewhere, what would a good electoral map even look like? We'll talk with a geographer who has a few ideas.
First, in a court filing late last night, the Wisconsin Department of Justice asked a Dane County judge to push back the deadline for Governor Scott Walker to call special elections to fill two vacant legislative seats.
That deadline is currently set for Thursday, but Walker wants it changed to April 6th, a week from Friday. That's because lawmakers may pass a bill that would cancel those special elections. It would also end the requirement that governors quickly call special elections when there are vacancies in the legislature. A court hearing to consider Walker's request to delay the deadline is scheduled to begin in about 20 minutes.
Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson will be covering that hearing at the Dane County Courthouse. He joins us now to bring us up to speed on the legal and legislative happenings on this story. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Judith.
There's a lot going on with this story, obviously, so let's start in the legislature. Senate Republicans rolled out a bill yesterday afternoon that would restrict special elections in Wisconsin. What exactly are they proposing, Sean?
I think a couple of the big things in the bill would restrict special elections in a couple ways. So one, special elections would no longer be allowed in Wisconsin after the state's regularly scheduled spring election if it's a year when there's a November general election. So let's put that in the context of this year. And we have an April 3rd spring election and we have a November general election. So this year, there would be no special elections allowed after April 3rd. The other provision in the bill would say that a governor has to wait at least 4 months between the time that he orders a special election and the election date. So at that point, you kind of have to walk the calendar backward from April 3rd. And what it essentially means is that you'd never have any special elections or vacancies that occur in December of an odd number year or later. So you could have year-long vacancies in Wisconsin become, more of a norm.
And that's the situation right now with these two open seats, correct?
That's the situation now. And what happened is these two seats were vacated in late December. They were held by former State Representative Keith Ripp in the 42nd Assembly District and former State Senator Frank Lassay in the 1st State Senate District. They left for jobs in the Walker administration, and Governor Walker said that the usual state law did not apply to him in these cases when it comes to calling special elections, because normally current state law says that if a vacancy occurs before the second Tuesday in May of an election year, a governor has to call a special election. Governor Walker said that since the vacancies occurred in 2017 and 2018, that rule did not apply to him. Judge Joanne Reynolds last week said that that would lead to an interpretation of the law that was, quote, absurd in its application, and she ruled against Walker. And so what's happening now is the legislature, instead of trying to appeal Walker's initial argument on how to read this law, the legislature is now trying to change the law.
So can the legislature change the law and basically make it retroactive in a way, because it would seem more logical that this would apply moving forward, but they're actually trying to change this and therefore kind of circumvent this legal decision.
I'm sure that's going to be a question that is argued over in court and, potentially ultimately decided by our state Supreme Court if the legislature were to pass this law, because typically a law would apply to stuff moving forward, and this particular bill that Republican senators are considering would apply, it states that it would apply retroactively, and it states that it would apply regardless of any court order. So essentially that part of the bill was tailor-made for the case that's in front of us right now, where these vacancies exist now, the governor is under a court order now, but this bill that's before the legislature would say, whether it can do that or not, would say that that it applies retroactively and applies to this court order.
So that March 29th deadline was set by Judge Joanne Reynolds, but the Senate just rolled out this bill yesterday. When would they actually be taking it up? I'm guessing not before this Thursday deadline.
There's going to be a public hearing on the bill tomorrow, and the full Senate is scheduled to vote on the bill in an extraordinary session on April 4th. So why today's hearing is important is that, you know, without the court essentially changing its initial ruling, Governor Walker either has to call these elections, even though he knows that the legislature is going to change the law, or he would not call them and then, you know, be in violation of a court order. So because there's a gap between March 29th and April 4th, and we're going to see what Judge Richard Neese, who's now assigned to this case, at least for today, has to say about the DOJ's request to extend that deadline.
We're talking with Sean Johnson. He's Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief, and he's bringing us up to date on the situation regarding whether or not the Walker administration will have to call for special elections to fill two vacant legislative seats, or whether the legislature will have time to create law to make that avoided decision. And Sean, so this appeal today is not going in front of the same judge. It's going in front of Judge Richard Neese instead. What do we know about him?
We know he was appointed to the bench initially by former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, whereas Judge Joseann Reynolds, who issued the initial ruling in this case, was appointed by Governor Walker in 2014. We know that Judge Richard Neese has been in the news in decisions involving state government in the past. He ruled against Wisconsin's voter ID law. I believe that was back in 2012. Even when the Supreme Court issued an order to him in that case, essentially telling him that he was wrong, he removed himself from the case rather than execute the order. So, I mean, he felt strongly in that case that the voter ID law that passed the legislature was unconstitutional. So he has, we don't know what he hasn't said anything about this case yet today, so we don't know where he's at when it comes to special election laws, but he has had a history of being at odds with Governor Walker and Wisconsin Republicans, or at least at odds with a law that they passed.
So as we said, Sean, Senate Republicans rolled out their version of a bill yesterday afternoon. Where does the Assembly fit into this equation?
All we know so far is that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been basically on the same page in his public remarks as Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. I mean, he's been out there. He joined Fitzgerald's call for this extraordinary session, which is an option that legislative leaders have for them to bring the legislature back to Madison when they're not in regular session. So Voss and Fitzgerald seem to be on the same page. We haven't heard Voss go into specifics on this bill and some of the timelines that are laid out in the bill. But he seems to be on the same page as Fitzgerald, and the governor seems to be on the same page as Fitzgerald, at least in the broad strokes. He said that he's going to sign the bill that the legislature passes, even though he does say that, you know, he'd be open to some changes on the very specific timing.
So Republican leadership and the governor are on the same page. What do we know, or what are we hearing from Democrats or rank-and-file Republicans?
What you're hearing from Democrats is that they're calling this a corrupt abuse of power. They say that Republicans are doing this because they're afraid that they're going to lose in these special elections. There was a special election in a state Senate district earlier this year in January where a seat that had been held by a Republican, the 10th state Senate district, flipped to Democrats. And Democrat Patty Schachner won that seat with double-digit victory. And that was a seat that President Trump had won by 17 percentage points back in 2016. So Democrats feel like, public opinion is swinging toward them in this election year. And they feel like this is an attempt to, by Republicans to block that.
And Sean, as we wrap up, remind us what's happening in just about 15 minutes from now.
Just about 15 minutes, Dane County Judge Richard Neese is going to convene a hearing to consider a request by Wisconsin's Department of Justice, which is representing Governor Walker, to extend a court order deadline for Walker to call special elections in two vacant legislative districts. The DOJ wants to extend that deadline to give the legislature time to rewrite the laws, and essentially would mean that those vacancies would no longer have to be filled if the legislature gets its way. DOJ is asking Dean County Judge Richard Neese to give the legislature time to do that.
Well, Sean, thanks for giving us the background, and we will check back in with you in a couple hours to get the decision by the judge.
All right. Thanks, Judith.
Thanks, Sean. Sean Johnson is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. And again, we'll get an update from Sean on the court proceedings after 5 o'clock today.